Hello, I'm Julie Hesmond-Alsh, and I'm going to be reading Tracy and Kirsten Boylan's poem, which they've contributed to Gratitude, a wonderful public art installation which commemorates and celebrates the stories of this extraordinary moment in time and pays tribute to all of our key workers from across the country. To give you some context, Tracy and Kirsten's poem recognises the unique experience of lockdown for every person. For Tracy, who lives independently with a disability, this verse is a thank you to the everyday key workers who have kept her safe and happy, from a doctor and carers to the postman, grocery delivery driver and vaccine centre staff. What's the Story? Hope and Glory by Tracy and Kirsten Boylan. It's a different world, but I don't know why. I can't go to the shops or the cafe for a pie. The simple pleasures I enjoy have all gone away. I can't have cuddles from Mum or Dad. They cannot come to play. I see Mum through the window. She looks sadder every day. We drive to the fields and feed the horses carrots. We're allowed out in the car, but only for an hour. I'm pushed around the garden in my wheelchair, but I can't go anywhere. Carers Sheila, Claire, Joan, Kath or Leslie look after me every day. They've started wearing blue masks. Is this some sort of new game? My sister comes to see me, and her husband Robert too. She says she's in my bubble. She paints rainbows with me. We clap on Thursdays too. She says I have to stay home, stay safe. So that is what I do. They keep talking about a virus and how it is so bad. It makes everybody sad. A man comes every Tuesday now with our shopping to the door. I once made a card for him. He's a superhero, don't you know? I made one for the milkman and the postman too. I now see my doctor on the TV. I'm not sure how he got inside the telly, but he smiles and waves at me. The nurse is on the telephone a lot, asking if I'm all right. She says I have to wash my hands and shield all of the time. It was my 55th birthday. I got cards and presents too, but nobody came round. My sister says they're not allowed. Everyone has to stay at home. She goes out to work every day. She works in construction, so she says that is okay. One day in January, two strangers arrived. They were from the military air force, but they didn't arrive in an aeroplane. They'd been drafted to assist the NHS in an unusual kind of way. They were vaccinating the vulnerable, different to what they usually do. Now, I do not like needles, and I don't like strangers too, but these gave me a sticker, pen and colouring book. I smiled and said thank you. At the same time, with military precision, the vaccine was administered too. It all happened so quickly. We didn't even capture the names, but we nicknamed them Hope and Glory. It was a very special day. Mum was nearly crying and my sister leapt with joy. My carers started clapping. My dad said, "You've delivered a most precious gift. You have done this country proud." About 12 weeks later, the nurse came round to call. She brought me a colouring book, as well as putting a needle in my arm. She said it was the second vaccine. What that means, I don't know. Mum says she's a superhero too, but she didn't wear a cape. Just NHS blue. Thank you very much for listening to this story. For more stories and information on gratitude, please visit www.thisisgratitude.co.uk. Thanks a lot and take care of yourself.